This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Yeah, that's my book. If you read the Bible out loud in church, if you teach the Bible, if you're a Bible study leader, if you're a homeschooler, this can be a valuable tool for you. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to book.lifespringmedia.com for all the details. Now pay attention, at the end of today's show, I'll tell you about a very limited time offer how you can get the PDF version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for free. So stick around after the commentary. Welcome to a new week of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 502. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. As we begin the week, we'll read Isaiah 52 through 54 from the New Century Version. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 52. Wake up, Jerusalem. Become strong. Be beautiful again, holy city of Jerusalem. The people who do not worship God and who are not pure will not enter you again. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now shake off the dust and stand up. Jerusalem, you once were a prisoner. Now free yourself from the chains around your neck. This is what the Lord says. You were not sold for a price, so you will be saved without cost. This is what the Lord says. First, my people went down to Egypt to live. Later, Assyria made them slaves. Now see what has happened, says the Lord. Another nation has taken away my people for nothing. This nation who rules them makes fun of me, says the Lord. All day long they speak against me. This has happened so my people will know who I am. And so, on that future day, they will know that I am the one speaking to them. It will really be me. How beautiful is the person who comes over the mountains to bring good news, who announces peace and brings good news, who announces salvation and says to Jerusalem, "Your God is King." Listen, your guards are shouting. They're all shouting for joy. They all will see with their own eyes when the Lord returns to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, your buildings are destroyed now, but shout and rejoice together because the Lord has comforted his people. He has saved Jerusalem. The Lord will show his holy power to all the nations. Then everyone on earth will see the salvation of our God. You people, leave, leave, get out of Babylon. Touch nothing that is unclean. You men who carry the Lord's things used in worship, leave there and make yourself pure. You will not be forced to leave Babylon quickly. You will not be forced to run away, because the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will guard you from behind. The Lord says, "See, my servant will act wisely. People will greatly honor and respect him." Many people were shocked when they saw him. His appearance was so damaged he did not look like a man. His form was so changed they could barely tell he was human. But now he will surprise many nations. Kings will be amazed and shut their mouths. They will see things they had not been told about him, and they will understand things they had not heard. Isaiah chapter 53. Who would have believed what we heard? Who saw the Lord's power in this? He grew up like a small plant before the Lord, like a root growing in a dry land. He had no special beauty or form to make us notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to make us desire him. He was hated and rejected by people. He had much pain and suffering. People would not even look at him. He was hated, and we didn't even notice him. But he took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. We saw his suffering and thought God was punishing him. But he was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. We have all wandered away like sheep. Each of us has gone his own way. But the Lord has put on him the punishment for all the evil we have done. He was beaten down and punished, but he didn't say a word. He was like a lamb being led to be killed. He was quiet as a sheep is quiet while its wool is being cut. he never opened his mouth. Men took him away roughly and unfairly. He died without children to continue his family. He was put to death. He was punished for the sins of my people. He was buried with wicked men, and he died with the rich. He had done nothing wrong, and he had never lied. But it was the Lord who decided to crush him and make him suffer. The Lord made his life a penalty offering, but he will still see his descendants and live a long life. He will complete the things the Lord wants him to do. After his soul suffers many things, he will see life and be satisfied. My good servant will make many people right with God. He will carry away their sins. For this reason I will make him a great man among people, and he will share in all things with those who are strong. He willingly gave his life and was treated like a criminal. But he carried away the sins of many people and asked forgiveness for those who sinned. Isaiah chapter 54. The Lord says, "Sing, Jerusalem. You are like a woman who never gave birth to children. Start singing and shout for joy. You never felt the pain of giving birth, but you will have more children than the woman who has a husband. Make your tent bigger. Stretch it out and make it wider. Do not hold back. Make the ropes longer and the stakes stronger, because you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your children will take over other nations, and they will again live in cities that were once destroyed. Don't be afraid, because you will not be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed, because you will not be disgraced. You will forget the shame you felt earlier. You will not remember the shame you felt when you lost your husband. The God who made you was like your husband. His name is the Lord All-Powerful. The Holy One of Israel is the one who saves you. He is called the God of all the earth. You were like a woman whose husband left her, and you were very sad. You were like a wife who married young, and then her husband left her. But the Lord called you to be His, says your God. God says, I left you for a short time, but with great kindness I will bring you back again. I became very angry and hid from you for a time, but I will show you mercy with kindness forever, says the Lord who saves you. The Lord says, this day is like the time of Noah to me. I promised then that I would never flood the world again. In the same way, I promise I will not be angry with you or punish you again. The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end, says the Lord who shows mercy to you. You poor city, storms have hurt you, and you have not been comforted. But I will rebuild you with turquoise stones, and I will build your foundations with sapphires. I will use rubies to build your walls, and shining jewels for the gates, and precious jewels for all your outer walls. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and they will have much peace. I will build you using fairness. You will be safe from those who would hurt you, so you will have nothing to fear. Nothing will come to make you afraid. I will not send anyone to attack you, and you will defeat those who do attack you. See, I made the blacksmith. He fans the fire to make it hotter, and he makes the kind of tool he wants. In the same way, I have made the destroyer to destroy. So no weapon that is used against you will defeat you. You will show that those who speak against you are wrong. These are the good things my servants receive. Their victory comes from me, says the Lord. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Did you notice that there were several references to the coming Messiah in today's reading? Chapter 53 talked quite a lot about Him. I'm sure you've noticed that in almost every depiction of Jesus, his appearance is very attractive. He's a good-looking guy. He looks like someone who could draw a crowd just from his looks, right? But verse 2 of chapter 53 says, "He had no special beauty or form to make us notice him. There was nothing in his appearance to make us desire him." So what drew people was not his appearance. It must have been his message. Go figure. But that's not what I really want to focus on today. I want to look at verse 5. Here it is again. "But he was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment, which made us well, was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds." Now, what I'm about to say would be very controversial in some Christian circles, especially with our Pentecostal brothers and sisters. But please hear me out. Reading Scripture in context is imperative if you want to have a proper understanding. Would you agree with that? I hope so. So, how does verse 5 begin? Isaiah says that the Messiah was wounded for our sins. He was crushed for our sins. This verse is talking about his being punished because of our sins, right? Well, what happens when we sin? Death, punishment. But according to this verse, the punishment we deserve was given to him. So far, I expect that you're all still with me. I can hear you saying, Amen. Now, here's the controversial part. The verse ends with the words, And we are healed because of his wounds. Healed from what? Sin. Sin is our cause of spiritual death, but we are healed of sin because he took the punishment that was due us. So many people quote the end of this verse to say that we are physically healed because of his wounds. They like to quote the King James Version, By his stripes we are healed. And then they go on to teach or preach or claim healing from cancer and every other physical malady under the sun. Friends, this is not the meaning of this verse. This verse, and much of the chapter, is about sin. There is nothing about physical illness. Am I saying that God will not heal our bodies? Absolutely not. He is the great physician. He is the one who formed our bodies. He can, and he does, heal miraculously today. I've seen it in my own family. Of course he heals, but not always. Sometimes disease takes its course, and people die. But the healing talked about in verse 5 is successful 100% of the time. That is the healing from the punishment Jesus took upon himself on our behalf. No one who accepts him as Savior must take the punishment of death because of their sin. No one. You see, God is much more interested in your spiritual health than your physical health. Sometimes it takes a horrible illness to bring someone to the point of accepting the forgiveness Jesus offers. And if that's what it takes, God, in his loving kindness, will use that. If a person's time on earth is cut short so that they can spend eternity in the presence of God, don't you think it's worth it? If I were given a choice of living 100 years in perfect health but die without God, or die today with the assurance that I would be in his presence forever, I'd jump at the chance. Wouldn't you? What are your thoughts? I hope I didn't bruise your toes too much. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, thanks for being here today, and thanks to my friendly editor and others who help support the show. If you appreciate the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, wouldn't you like to help keep it going? I have gifts for those who do at certain levels. I humbly invite you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and consider what you can do. Please. Hey, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide just came out a short time ago in print form. It's been available as a PDF download for a few years, and the PDF sells for $19.99, but you can have the PDF for free, but only until the end of this week. How? Well, just go to book.lifespringmedia.com and order the print version. There's a link there that'll take you directly to Amazon. Order the print version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide and then email me a copy of your receipt that you'll get from Amazon. I'll send you a link to download a free copy of the PDF. Again, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And in addition, if you want a free copy of my recording of the New Testament, write an honest review of the book once you've spent some time with it, and then send me a link to your review. I'll thank you by sending a link to download a free copy of my recording of the New Testament. Go to book.lifespringmedia.com. And remember, the free PDF offer ends this Saturday, July 16th, 2016, at midnight Pacific Daylight Time. So order right now while you're thinking about it. That's a $19.99 value for free, but only until this Saturday, July 16th, 2016, at midnight. Thank you for spending time with me today. I'm so glad that you're part of the LifeSpring family. I really am. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.